The question that's proposed to us this week is, do certain tasks lend themselves naturally to podcasting? And I'm going to go ahead and say yes. There are tons of things that lend themselves naturally to podcasting. And I'm just going to run through, I have a written down a real quick list of a bunch of different things, and especially in the classroom. Number one, planning. Anytime you're planning anything, whether it's with a group of people, co-teachers, whatnot, sit down, put your phone out, record the conversation, because a lot of times when you're having these great conversations, sometimes we get lost. Some people are taking notes, whether you're in your professional learning community or not. Not all the notes get written down. People get stuck off on little tangents and different things, and some really good stuff gets put out there, but it doesn't always get written down. And sometimes you're, 10, 15 minutes later, you're like, what was that great thing we were talking about? And you're going to be a little bit lost. But this whole year on leadership team meetings after school and during PLCs and other things, I always just take my phone out just for my own personal notes, because I don't want to sit there and try and be distracted while writing. And I'll put my phone on the table and I'll hit the record button, record the entire meeting. I mean, everybody at the table is okay with that. You always kind of want to ask that before you record, but it's a great way to take notes for yourself. If people miss the meeting, throw it in iTunes, burn them a copy of the CD real quick, boom, hand it to them, say, here's what you missed in the meeting. These are the kinds of things that we talked about. And it's almost as if they were actually there. I mean, other than getting to put in their input right then and there, they actually feel a little bit more a part of the meeting, even if they missed it. Note-taking in class is really important because a lot of kids are auditory learners. I was one of those guys. My wife hated me in college because we would take the same class, and she would spend all kinds of time reading and writing and taking notes. But as long as I was there and could sit in the class and listen, I got the material and got the same grade, if not higher, on tests than she did. Conferencing with kids, especially in English class, if we're talking about creative writing and doing digital stories, and I'll get to digital stories in a second. But when you're talking about character development and other things, a lot of times we forget to conference with our kids, and it's very important to be able to sit down and talk with them about the characters in their story and what makes their story good and what makes their story bad. And kids, especially in middle school, they're really, really attentive and they want to listen, but they don't always write everything down. And that can be bad because they're like 5 minutes later, like, oh, what was I supposed to do with this character? I know she said something, but have the kid pull out his phone, sit down, record the conversation you two have about, the story that they're writing, so they can go back and make those changes and listen to it again and make the corrections that need to be made to make that story as good as it's going to be. Digital storytelling is great for podcasting and just recording narration in general, because a lot of times if you're working in PowerPoint, now granted 2010 PowerPoint, a lot better than previous versions with recording narration, but if you can record your narration separately, sometimes you can get a better sense of the story. You can coax kids into voice acting and putting some emphasis in there. And I've only got like a minute left on my thing. Oh, by the way, this is called Audio Boo, and I'm going to put a little video at the bottom explaining what it is and how to use it on your smartphone. It's a wonderful little tool for 5-minute podcasting. But I digress. When you're working with narrations and all kinds of other little things, collaboration with your team meetings, collaboration with kids, when they're working on projects, they can sit down again and just record the whole thing, share it with each other, share it with kids who are absent. There's nothing wrong with that. And my big deal is, especially in something like this, we're all in this D2L learning environment, and sometimes it's hard to get a sense of what people really want to say just by reading the text. And in this, you can really get the emotion out. You can tell when someone's being sarcastic if they're by the inflection of their voice and other things. And I just really was a little bit chomping at the bit to get it this week's assignment. And I actually waited up until midnight until it opened up. So, hey, that's my 5 minutes. There'll be more of these. And try it out. I really, really enjoy this. All right. Thanks, guys. Later.